that there was a special pious for the machta. They made one pious for the kohen that did the ktoris, and another pious for the one that did the machta. And who was in there? Was a special pious for the kohanim to carry up the piece of meat from the kevesh up to the mizbeach. So a tanna that holds the B5 holds not like Yehuda and not like Reb Lozer ben Yaakov. That's how you'll have five piyusim, but not like that tanna, you'll have four, either like Reb Yehuda or else like Reb Lozer ben Yaakov. But these two have to argue one on the other. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Chavov on the base here by the Mishnah. Tomid is Korav Betisha. The Korban HaTomid in the morning or in the afternoon, sometimes we needed 9 Kahanim for it. The Yasara, sometimes we needed 10 Kahanim for it. The Yechidosa, sometimes we need 11. And Bishneimosa, sometimes we need 12 Kahanim. Leipachas Lo Yaiser, never less than 9 Kahanim, and never more than 12 Kahanim. Rashi says, Tomid Korav, Mi Shas Hoylocha Sevorim Veiluch, Kachoshev. We're talking now about the time when you start moving the Evorim from then on. So you need at least 9 and not more than 12. So the Mishnah says, Ketzer, how do we have this? Atzmoy Betes. A regular Korban HaTomid needs 9 Kahanim. So Rashi says, Atzmoy means Bechol Yoyim Betisha. Chamisha Le'Evorim. We need 5 of them to carry the 5 different parts of the meat. The Yechol Le'Kerbayim. And 1 to carry the insides of the animal. The Yechod L'Soilis, one carries the flour. The Yechod L'Chavitin, one carries the special part of the Mincha for the Kohen Gadol. The Yechod L'Yayin, and one carries the Yayin. That's how we have 9 Kahanim that are taking care of the Korban HaTomid. For Hawk Reb Lezer ben Yaakovi, the Les Le'chad L'Halos Mekevesh L'Mizbeach. So Rashi learns it goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So Rashi says a Chiddush here, that this Mishnah that says we only need 9 Kahanim for the Korban HaTomid is the less holds like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the less lechad lahalos mikevesh lemizbech. He holds that the same kahanim that carried the meat to the kevesh, they were the same kahanim that carried it further up to the mizbech. Because according to the Rabbonin, there should be another kohen. There's a Sarash learns a chiddush that according to Rabbonin, we said the first kahanim only carried up until the kevesh. And then they went to say Krishma, and then another Kahanim went to carry it up. Now how many other Kahanim went to carry it up? So Rashi's Mashma only 1. His even though to carry the Evorim to the Kevesh, needed at least 6. But later when they put it down and another Kohen carried it up, for that you only needed 1 Kohen to carry it up. This is Rashi Shittam, and the Miri also learns like this. The Ritva says not like that. Ritva learns in Avada, even according to Chachamim, that we say we needed a new Kahanim to carry the pieces of meat from the Kevesh to the top of the Mizbeach. True, we needed another 6 pair. But the Pshat is, the Mishnah is only talking about the first part of the Avodah. We're talking about the first pair of Kahanim that start to carry their Tumid. How many Kahanim are involved at the beginning? We only have 9 Kahanim by a regular day. Then the Mishnah says, Bichag, when it comes to Sukkis, Biyad Eches Tlucha Shomayim. There's another 1 kohen, that's how Harei Kan Asara, that's how you have 10. Another kohen had to carry a tzluchas, a jar full of water, for the nisach hamayim. Rashi b'chag, shetzorach, shenei nesochim, echot shol yayin, v'yechot shomayim. So we needed another kohen to carry the tzluchas shomayim. Is biyad kohen echot tzluchas achas shomayim. Now, ben harbayim, what about the korban atomid that they brought every day in the afternoon? That was done b'yechot osar, with 11 kohanim. Why? Hu atzmoy b'tisha. The regular Korban HaTomid, just like the morning, needed 9 Kahanim to work in it. Ushnayim, you needed another 2 Kahanim for the Tomid Shovein HaBayim, that Biyodom Shnei Geziri Eitzim. That there's a mitzvah by the Tomid Shovein HaBayim, you had to have 2 big pieces of wood, anama by anama, to put on top of the Marocha. And each wood, another kohen carried. So you needed another 2 Kahanim to carry Shnei Geziri Eitzim. In the morning, we didn't need 2 Kahanim, let's see Rashi. Rashi ben Havayim, Shebechol Yom, every day, Shnayim biyodom Shnei Gziri Eitzim. We needed 2 Kahanim, each one carried like 1 piece of wood. Lohisa balatze marochom. Laharba is stayed on to the wood that's on the marocha already. The Gemara Yalef lo mikro, we'll soon see from a postik, that Shebein Havayim tzorach ha-tomid Shnei Gzirim. In the afternoon, Tomid needs a new 2 pieces of wood. And Vishnei Kahanim, 2 Kahanim have to carry it up. Avo b'shachar. So Rashi, what about the tomid shal shachar in the morning? Loi boi yisidu shnei gzirim. You didn't have to put two new pieces of wood there. Ela b'koyin echod. Only one koyin did it in the morning. T'yichsevu b'yir oleh ha-koyin. With ashen one koyin in the morning, puts the shnei gzir yitzim. I saw kopon and need one. So that we had before, that the same koyin that was zeichot to do the truma tadeshin, he's also zeichot to put the shnei gzir yitzim agavi marocha. So we're not talking about that kohen that did the Trumas Hadeshin. We're talking about the kohanim now that start to do by the Korban HaTomid. So that's why in the morning we only have nine. Ma'ashenken by the Tomid Shobein Abayim in the afternoon, there were another two kohanim involved, carrying each one a piece of wood to put on the Marocha. Right, so that's how you have 11. The Shabbos. The Shabbos Zocho Becher Oser, and Shabbos also we had 11 Kohanim working in the Tomid. Who Atzmoi Betisha? The regular Korban HaTomid needed 9 Kohanim. Ushnayim and another 2 Kohanim, Biyodim Shnei Bezichel Avoyna Shalechem Aponim. That we took off the Shnei Bezichim from the Lechem Aponim, and they used to burn that on when they burned the Tomid. So with another 2 Kohanim were doing that void at the same time they were doing the Korban HaTomid, they were burning the 2 Bezichim, the 2 plates, full of levoina, that were on top of the lechem aponim. Or the Shabbos Shabbatei Chachad, what about a Shabbos that's in the middle of Chag HaSukkis? Then we have 12. Why? The Yadecha Tzlucha Shemayim. Because on a regular Shabbos, we also have 11. Because you have to burn the Shnei B'zicha Levoina. And on the Shabbos that comes out on Sukkis, there's another Kohen carrying the Nisach HaMayim. So that's how we have a case of 12 Kohanim. So you never have more than 12 kohanim working on Korban HaTomid, and you never have less than 9. So tomorrow, Omer Rabbi Abba, Viteima Romi Bar Choma, Viteima Rabbi Yechnan, Ein Menaschin Mayim Bechag, Ela B'Tomid Shol Shachar. You know, during Sukkis, that we bring special the Nisach HaMayim, we have to pour from this jar of water on top of the Mizbeach. When and how many times a day did we do it? We only did it once. And when in the morning? By the Tomid Shol Shachar. What's the Raya? Mimai, what's the Raya? Midiktoni uvishabis shebatecha chag viyadecha slucha shemayim. Because it says, where's the case that we need 12 kahanim to work the Shasta Tomid on Shabbos in the middle of Sukkis, where we have 11 because of Shabbos, and one more because of the slucha shemayim. Because of Sukkis, he has to bring the Nisach HaMayim. Now, vi sagu daitcho, v'tomet shobein abayim, menaschin, if you want to tell me now that even the tomet shobein abayim also, we brought the nisach amayim on Sukkis, every day of Sukkis, you brought the nisach amayim, avazoi b'chol nami mishkachas lo, even in the middle of the week there, in chol amoyed so Sukkis, you could also find the case, we will have 12 kahanim. You know how? Because every day, the tomet shobein abayim needed 11 kahanim. The 9 kohanim, the regular tomid, and in the afternoon you needed another 2 kohanim to bring the shnei gziri eitzim. So you had 11. Now on Sukkis, if you tell me you have to bring the nisach amayim, the shas the tomid shoven abayim, so at the tomid shoven abayim all 7 days or 8 of Sukkis, you'll have to have 12 kohanim. So why does our Mishnah say it's only on Shabbos? Why don't we have a case of all the days of Sukkis? Shrashi mamai, minatoni of a Shabbos. Mechlal the Shah Yemoisachag, the rest of the days of Sukkis, Loimotza Shiyitun Shnei Mosa. We don't have any case that you need 12 Kohanim to work with the Tomid. Now, Viyamrit Av Ben Habayim, Menaskin Mayim Bechoil, Shall call Yemoisachag. If you want to tell me that throughout Sukkis, every day, they pour the Nisach HaMayim, even the Shas, the Tomid Shah Ben Habayim in the afternoon, Avazay Meshkachas Lo Yud Beis, Ben Habayim Atzmai. I'll tell you, throughout Sukkis, you need every day 12 Kohanim for the Tomid Shobein Abayim. Why? Because Atzmai Betisha, the regular Korban HaTomid itself needs 9 Kohanim, like the Mishnah Cheshbon is already. 6 for the different parts of the meat, with the Kirbayim, and then 1 for the Serlas, 1 for the Chavitim, and 1 for the Yayin. That's how you have 9. Now, Shnayim V'yodim Shnei Gzirin, now for the Tomid Shobein Abayim in the afternoon, you always needed another 2 pieces of wood, carried by 2 Kohanim, so that's 11. Now, V'yechod V'yod Slucha Shemayim, and another kohen on Sukkis, you need it to carry the Slucha Shemayim. So why didn't every day of Sukkis need 12 kohanim by the Ben Habayim? Elamayim Sarai, the Tomid Shor Ben Habayim, you didn't bring the Nisach HaMayim. The Nisach HaMayim was only brought by Tomid Shor Shachar. Tomer Tashachar only had 9 Kohanim. So true, on Sukkot you have 10, but that's all. You don't have a case of 12. The only case we have of 12 is when it comes out Sukkot on Shabbos, then we have 12. Omer Rav Ashi says, I'll bring you around like this also, for the Mishnah in Sukkot. It says over there, to the Kohen that's going to pour the Nisach HaMayim, going to pour the water on top of the Mizbeach, we tell him, pick up your hand. Why? Shepam Mechod, once it happened, that Nisach HaGavi Raglov, the Kohen was at Stuki, and he didn't hold so much from it, so just poured the water on top of his, on his feet. And all the Yidin that were there watching him took the Esrei, and Mama stoned him with the Esreigim, and they killed him. So Shema Mina, this is a Raya. So Rashi explains the Raya is that when do they hold the Esrogim? The Esrig. In the morning. That's when you use the Lulav and Esrig. So it says Mashm in the morning, it means by the Tomet Shal Shachar. That's when they were doing this Nisach HaMayim. And they saw that Stuki didn't pour the water the way he's supposed to, just on his foot. That's why they stoned him with the Esrogim. So Rashi, Ulamnasech HaSamayim, Oim Allah Hagbo Yodechom, make sure to pour the water into a special bowl there, a silver bowl. Shalha Mizbech, that's on top of the Mizbech. Shunok, if it has a hole there. Kimin Choytim Dak, like a nose. Shayayim Akaleach B'yaytzeboy V'yua Nisach. That's where the water, Yayin, you pour the Nisach Yayin on that also. And on Sukkot, you pour the water there also. That's the way you're supposed to pour it. Now, you used to tell him this because Palmachas once happened, La'ira Hatzlucha Tech HaSefel. This Tzeduki didn't pour the water into the bowl the way you're supposed to. Rather, B'shofach HaMayim HaRaglov. L'fi Shoyed Tzeduki, because he was a Tzeduki. V'yeinu Moedim V'nisach HaMayim. He didn't hold for Nisach HaMayim altogether. So therefore, he didn't do it the right way. And everybody stoned him V'yesregeyim. So Rashi, Lomali L'mistim V'yesregeyim. What's the Chiddush here that they stoned him with their Esrigs? Im Loi Bol L'amdeinu, not to come teach us this Chiddush. That when do they do the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot? Only in the Tomet Shal Shachar in the morning when they're holding their Lulav. But in the afternoon by the Tomet Shal Bein HaMayim, then they do not do the Nisach HaMayim. So that's another Raya from the Mishnah in Sukkot. So tomorrow, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yoimer, Minayin le Tomet Shal Bein HaMayim, She'toyin Shnei Gziri Eitzim. How do we know this din? And B'Shnei Kohanim, like our Mishnah is saying, that every Tomich, every Tomin in the afternoon, needed 11 Kohanim. The 9 like the regular one, and 2 more Kohanim to carry the 2 Gzireitzim, 2 pieces of wood, on top of the Mizbeach. How do we know that? So Gemara says, Shenem, because the Pasuk says, V'orku Eitzim, prepare the Eitzim. Is Im Eino Inu the Tomich HaShachar, if it's not going on the Tomich HaShachar, the Echsid, because the Pasuk later says, Uvir Aleho HaKoyim, Eitzim Baboiker Baboiker, it says, Uvir Aleho HaKoyin Eitzim, a Koyin, one Koyin Mashma, should bring in the morning, Eitzim to put, every morning. Avizoy V'yorach Aleho, yeah. It says, Uvir Aleho HaKoyin Eitzim Baboiker Baboiker Aleho. Avizoy, what do we have in Vayikra Aleph, that says, V'yorachu Eitzim? Here it says, Loshen Eitzim, Loshen 2 Eitzim. What do we need this plastic for? Is to know in the Tomash Rabbein Abayim. If I'm the teacher that by the Tomash Rabbein Abayim, we need Davka Shnei Gziri Eitzim. Yeah. Yeah, Pasuk Yud Beis says, V'yorach HaKoyin, in Pasuk Zayin, it says here, V'nosu B'nei Aaron HaKoyinim Eish Al HaMizbeach, V'yorku Eitzim Al HaEish. V'yorku Eitzim, they have to set away the Eitzim on top of Eish. So what's this extra Pasuk, V'yorku Eitzim? So it's not going on the Tomut HaShachar, because that it says already in Tzav. So this Pasuk here is going on the Tomut Rabbein Abayim. To the Tomut Rabbein Abayim. For the more of an aim, let's say no. Idi with Tomet Shachar. Maybe both Psukim, the Pasuk here in Vayikra Aleph, and the Pasuk in Tzav is both talking about the Tomet Shachar. For Yom Rachmona Ovid, for Yehoder Ovid. Maybe the Torah is saying like, let's first put one Eitzim, and then put another Eitzim on it. Maybe you have to do it 2 times in the morning alone. How do we know to be Marbo, one for the afternoon? So the Gemara in came, if that's so, they're both talking about the Tomet Shachar, Neima Kro Uvir Uvir. Let the Pasuk both places say the same Lashon Uvir Uvir. Like over there in Tzav, it says Lashon Uvir Aleho HaKlin. And over here it says V'orku Eitzim. How come it changes the Lashonis? Why didn't it say Uvir Uvir? So that's a Raya, it's talking about 2 different cases.
Samar says no. Ikasa Rachmana Ubir, who would have said Ubir Obi Avamina, Chad in, Treloi, who would have just said Lashin Ubir, I would say you need one coin here, and not two. Kamash Malon, the Nevat Chad, the Nevat Trey. I'd say maybe we need the two psukim to tell us like this. First, one coin comes and puts one down, and then you need two kahanim to come and do also the Shnei Gzirietzim. So maybe both psukim, though, are going on the Tomet Shal Shachar. As El Sakim, Mamish, first you need one kohen, and then you need two kohanim. So maybe you need three kohanim for the Tomet Shal Shachar. And the Morim came, if that's so, Neima Kro Ubier Ubieru. True, even if you want to say you need three, first time one, then two, it still should have said the same Lashem twice. It should have said both cases, one Ubier, or one Ubieru. Inami Viorach Viorku. So it's a Lashem Yochid and a Lashem Rabbim. My Ubier Viorku. How come over here in Vayikral it says Lashon V'Orku, and over there in Tzav it says Lashon Uvir? It has to sound like we're saying that Avad and Pashas Tzav is talking about the Tomet Shal Shachar, and there you only need one Kohen. Mashenken over here, we're talking about the Tomet Shal Bein Habayim, and for this you need two Kohanim to carry each one Exiri Eitzim. Rosh says, V'Eimo D'Nevet Chad, Kohen Echod Yisadesh Shnei Gzirim Aboyke, V'Yichsev Ubir Olua Kohen. The never tray shuv yaviu shnei kahanim lasa shnei gzirim oid baboki kinasir biyorku shnayim. Hey, that's the havamina. Maybe mamash in the tomet shal shachar in the morning. First, you need one kohen to put down there shnei gziriyatsim, and then after that, you need another two kahanim, and each one carries gziriyatsim. So maybe altogether you need four gziriyatsim on the mizbeach. That's the Gemara's terrors. You can't say that the both psukim are going on the tomet shal shachar. But then it should have said both places the same Lashon. Either a Bir or Biaru, or Biar Orach Biarku. Why does it change Lashonis? Shmamina Kediamorin. The one that Avad are two separate Atomids. One's a Shal Shachar, and one Shobein Abayim. The Maratoni Rabbi Chia. Pius, Pomim Yud Gimel. How many, when they make the Pius, to divide up how many Kahanim? Sometimes we need 13 Kahanim. Shrashi, Pomim Yud Gimel. Means Kahanim Asukim Biavoidis Atomid. Kedamba Masnissin. Bepiyah Sheni Yud Gimel Kahanim Zoichim Boy. As the Mishnah before said, the Shasta made the second Pius. When they started to give out the jobs for the Tomid Shal Shachar, there were 13 different jobs there. Steve, though our Mishnah says only 9, that's 9 with the Avoidis HaTomid itself, the Tomid itself. Before we learned, though, that there were other things involved. Like it was said there, Mishaychit, we had Mi Medashim Zvech HaPnini, Mi Medashim HaSamonorim, Mi Malevorim, the Kevis, we had other things besides the actual Talmud itself. So a regular Pius was with 13. Pomim Yudalit, sometimes we had a 14. Pomim Tezvov, sometimes you have 15 Kahanim. Pomim Tezvain, you have 16. That's all. So either 13, 14, 15, or 16. Frekti Gemara Vatani Yudzain, we have another brayser that says sometimes the Tomet Shal Shachar even needs 17 different kanim, needs 17 fusim. And the Gemara, he the like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, elik Reb Yudah. That does not go like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The one that says 17 is a pshat, there were two different pairs of kanim. One pair took the pieces of meat up until the kevish, that's all, and then they went to say Krishma. And then another kohen came to fix up, to take him up from the kevish to top of the mizbeach. So that's how you have 17. Like Rashi. Rashi, Pomin Yudalid, V'chag, when it came down the middle of Sukkis, V'yadechot Slucha Shemayim, you had to have another pious, because one kohen in the morning brought the Neschamayim. Pomin Tezvov, how do you have 15? V'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have another two kohenim, the makri of the Shnei V'zichei Levoina, you have. Pomin Shisha, sometimes you have, sometimes you have 16. How do you have 16? The Shabbos Shabtech Achag. In the middle of Sukkot, you have another one. It's good. Sending more Skashai, sometimes we have 17. So more says, that did not come out according to the blessed of Yaakov. In other words, not like a blessed of Yaakov, it's good. Because then we say, you thought you need these 16 kanim, the original ones to carry, the 6 kanim, to carry the piece of meat to the kevish. And then they put it down there. And then these kanim went to say Krishma. And then, when they carried it up to the Mizbeach, there was another current to take over. So that's how you have the 17th Goro, a 17th Pius, for that one. So to Mishnah. Ayul Korav V'yechodoser. Whenever you bring a korban ayul, a ram, that's a kevis mentioned at 2 years old. A lamb is 2 years old. That's called an ayul. Is korav v'yechodoser. You have 11 kanim taking care of it. How do you have 11? Ha'bosor v'chamisha. The meat is the same thing that we have by the korban atomid. There were five kind of taking care of the meat. Five. Now hakirbayim, by the korban atomid, you had only one to carry the kirbayim, the insides. By Lila you had two. Hey, hakirbayim, v'hasolis, v'hayayin, v'shnayim shnayim. That's why an ayil is different than the korban atomid. The korban atomid only had one for the kirbayim, one for the solis, and one to carry the yayin. Mashenkin, by the ayil, you needed two kahanim to carry the kirbayim, the inside, the kishkes, and two to carry the flour, and two to carry the yayin. Rashi abosu b'chamisha, kekevesh atomid, the same way you bring a lamb. Ha-solis, because he needed shnei asroinim, hoyu. Or shnei kahanim. Hey, for an ayil, you don't have shnei asroinim of flour. Therefore, you needed two kahanim. Weiter. Par, what about when you bring a par, an ox, for a korban? How many kahanim do we need then? Korav v'esrim v'yabo. For that, we needed 24 kahanim to take care of the korban of a par. Why? Horosh v'yaregel. But we had before that the first, by a korban atomid, only one kohen carries the head and the regel. Mashenkin, but the par is too heavy. So by the par we say, Horosh b'yechad. The head, one kohen by himself carries the head. For your regel b'shnayim, you need two kohanim now to carry the leg, the right leg. Ha'ukitz, what about the tail? For your regel and the left leg. For your ukitz. By atomid, the next one was ukitz your regel. Now here by the par, ha'ukitz b'shnayim, to carry the tail, you need two kahanim to carry the tail. For your regel b'shnayim, to carry the left leg by the par, you also need two kahanim. That's how mamash you have much more than the korban atomid. By the talmud, you only need one kohen to carry the ukitz and the regel. And here your mamash needed two for the ukitz alone, and two for the regel alone. Ha'choza v'yagor. By the korban atomid, we had one kohen to carry the choza, the breast, and agora, the neck. Mashenkin by a par, ha'choza v'yechad. To carry the breast, one kohen carry the choza. V'hagora, to carry the neck, v'shloisha. You need a mamish three kohanim to carry the neck of a par. Now, shtei yodayim, v'shnayim. That's what we have, the two hands by the ox. That's with two kohanim. Ushtei defanis, and you have the two sides, v'shnayim, also with two kohanim. Ha'kirbayim, the kishkes here, the insides of a par. V'hasfelis. And the flour you bring for the mincha of the par. The hayayin and the yayin, v'shloisha shloisha. For each one of these three, we needed three kahanim. You need three kahanim to carry the kerbayim, three kahanim for the solos, because it was three esroinim, and you need three kahanim to carry the yayin for the yayin for the korban apar. That's how we get 24. Now, the medavor mamurim, when do we say we need so many kahanim to take care of these korbanos? That's only Karbonis be Karbonis Sibur. If you're bringing this for Korban Sibur, then the par needs 24, the ayo needs 11, and the Korban Atomid needs 9. That's by Korban Sibur. Avo, but Korban Yochid, if a person brings a private Korban Yochid, then in Rotzala Akriv Makriv, if one kind wants to do the whole Avodah by himself, he has a right to do the whole thing by himself. You don't need more than one kind to do by a Korban Yochid. Rashi is Imrot, so the Hakiv Akoyin Yochid et Akil, or Bulei Pius. He could do it without a Pius, he could do the whole thing by himself. Right, the Mishnah ends off. Have Shiton, Venituchon, Shel Elu Vielu Shovim. What about skinning the animal? And what about slicing the meat, cutting it up? Both by a Korban Sibur and by a Korban Yochid, there's no Pius for that. That's kosher, even by a Zar could do it. And Rashi says, have shaita v'nituchon, shel tziba v'shel yochid shavim lios k'sherim bazar. Welcome to Forest B'Gemara. They both have the same halacha, that when you come to slice up even the korban atomid, which was a korban oilom, you had to skin the animal, the skin went to the ganim, and then you had to slice up the meat. Who was able to skin the animal and to slice it up? Even a zar. You didn't need a koyin, there's no pias for that, even a regular zar could do it. So that's shavim, zay by korban sibur, zay by korban yochid, we say the same halacha. Moses Tonne, we learned in a brace like this. Have Shaitan v'nituchon, what does the Mishnah mean to say the Shovem? That means Shovem v'zar. That even a zar, you don't need a koyin to skin the animal of the korban atomid and to slice it into pieces, even a zar could do it. Omar Chizkiyah, so Chizkiyah says, minayin, how do we know this Chiddush? That lehev shet v'nituach she Shovem v'zar. How do we know that slicing the animal and skinning it by a korban could be done even by a zar? So he says, Shenemach, what the Postik says, problem is, how do we know that Hefshet Venituach is kosher even by Yazar? You don't need a Kohen to do it. So Moradash and Shenemach, the Postik says, the Postik Zayin, V'nosenu b'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish Al HaMizbeach. The Postik says, hey, the Postik before spoke about the Hefshet. Postik Vov said, V'Hefshet Es Oilo V'nitach Oislam Socher. You have to skin the animal and slice it up. And then in Postik Zayin says, V'nosenu b'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish Al HaMizbeach. V'yoku Eitzam Aleish. So Gemara Dashin's Nesinas Eish Boyikuna. From here on, just to put the fire on the Mizbeach, that's what you need a Kohen, like the Postik says. V'nosenu b'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish Al HaMizbeach. To put the fire on the Mizbeach, we need a Kohen. Mashenk in the Postik before, of Hefshit V'nituach, Loi Boyikuna. That does not have to have a Kohen. That's why it's very good. Only a Postik Zayin does it start off saying, V'nosenu b'nei Aaron HaKohen. From here we need a Kohen to put the fire on the Mizbeach. But the Postik before of Hefshit and Nituach does not need a Kohen. That's the Raya. For the Gemara, no, there's no Raya for me, I'll tell you. For the Gemara, Haimi Boile, this key can't have a drosh from over here. I'll tell you maybe, Haimi Boile, this we need, Lagufe. You need it for it itself. For the Mohar Mi Boile, Lagufe.